This is the MY1US All-Star Node. This is the MY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY. This is the MY1US All-Star Node. This is the MY1US All-Star Node. This is the MY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY.
WBAGPX, WB2KAO.
Yeah, WB2KAO, WBAGPX. Oh, very good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. Just working on the laundry here. Gonna get some lunch here in a couple minutes. Anyway, yeah, doing fine. She says it's mostly cloudy. It's full sun though, isn't it? It was earlier. I know that when I went in to take a shower, the sun was banging through the bathroom window. Good morning, Bill. What a nice time yesterday. It was. And looky here, the Red Wings win another one, 5-3, down in Lehigh Valley. And congratulations to your Guardians. That's a just a minute. If you haven't looked yet. Alexa, when do the Cleveland Guardians play today? First pitch at 1:35, Billy.
Ah, very good. Yeah, teams are starting to, seems like, get their act together.
Well, I believe the Guardians are in first place in the AL Central. Alexa, what are the standings in the AL Central? Now you're in first place, 36-27. White Sox, 33. Oh, okay. Alexa, cancel. Okay, so you're in first place and have been, and you're three games ahead of the White Sox.
Yeah, I've been watching. Yeah, they're doing really well. I hope they can continue the good work there. It's really good for them. I wish them the best there. Hope they can continue.
Yeah, the Mets salvaged the last game in Seattle and day off today and a weekend series in San Diego at Petco Park with the Padres. But yeah, the Guardians are 9 games over 500.
Yeah, excellent. Just keep up the good work, boys.
Absolutely. So what are you up to today?
Well, the plan for today is I pick up Nace and we go purchase some flowers and then go take care of my parents' grave over at Mount Hope.
Ah, very nice. Another beautiful day. Beautiful day to do that. Oh, very nice. I'll be sure and say hello to Nace for me. Is he gainfully employed these days or has he pretty much retired now?
Oh, no. He's been retired for quite a while. He's had a couple of part-time jobs here and there, but no, he's retired.
Enjoying retirement like a lot of us are. Oh, very, very nice. So say hello for me. All right, Billy, I'm going to go get some lunch, but I wanted to pop in and say hello, and I think I will listen to that Guardians game, put it on later on, listen to the Guardians radio feed, Tom Hamilton and Jim Rosenhausen. They call him Rosie. They do an outstanding job.
Very good. You know, I'm just looking to see if I'm going to be able to see this game or not. Probably he won't be home anyway, at least not for the first half, depending on how long we take working out there. But yeah, I see the game is going to be on YES, so if I am around, I'll be able to, no, wait a minute, that's yesterday's game. What the heck am I talking about? Stand by.
Yeah, it should be on YES, so I would think it would be on YES, like Michael Kay and company, I would think. So you should be able to watch it when you get home.
Yeah, it's starting at 1:30. Excuse me. I was looking at the current time, and they're showing a replay of yesterday's game. So, yeah, it'll be on live, so we'll look forward to that if I'm here to watch any of it. And I wish the Guardians good luck. Yeah, I just want to mention I had a great time yesterday. Kind of was a beautiful day. We had a nice get-together there at the park and the ice cream. It was great. So, anyway, don't work too hard with the laundry there. Have a good day. We'll be in touch, Tim. All the best. WB2KAO, WB8JPX. Enjoy your lunch.
Morning, K2LKK.
Good morning, Lou. How are you doing? And very good. Billy, come on in and say hi to Lou, and then Lou, go ahead and pick it up.
Hey, yeah, I'll just stay in here long enough to say hello, Lou. Hope all's well there, and you're having a good day, and I'm going to bow out here. So take care, guys. K2LKK in the group, WB8JPX.
We've got nice summer-like weather, and Indeed, get a day like this, a good day in my book. Go ahead, Tim.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And Cheryl's youngest sister is here from Seattle for a visit. I'm going to go upstairs here in a minute and get some lunch. Good to hear you. How did Julie's job interview go? Has she heard anything?
So far, we're in kind of a holding pattern. I'm just not finding a whole lot out there right now myself. And I kind of expected that. What I did was so specialized that just aren't not going to find a lot of jobs like that.
Well, I can understand that, but I want you to I want you to be proud of what you've accomplished, because you've worked hard, you've done a lot of things. I don't want you to get depressed. You're going to be fine. You're old enough to start drawing Social Security. You may have already started to do that, but you'll be fine. And those of us who have gotten up and went and did something constructive are going to be fine.
K2LKK. Well, the way I look at it is, if I don't find something by the early part of next year, this just comes my retirement. I'll look for a while, but when the unemployment runs out and I'm basically at a point where I'm old enough to draw a whole Social Security, I'll just be it. I'll be done. And I'll just get back and enjoy life. Hey, you actually could have joined you guys yesterday, but I didn't know it until the end of the day on Tuesday, when a commitment that I would have had got canceled. Yeah, it's just the way that goes, I guess. But we had a nice lunch around here, and I just had a fairly relaxing day yesterday. I downloaded the June QST from NLS, and sat down and read through that last night. There's a new Yaesu dual band radio that looks kind of interesting from a blind person point of view. It looks like it could be a potential replacement for the CMV-71A if one of those called it quits.
Oh, very, very interesting. That's interesting. It's good to know. I have one GMV-71A here. It's been a good radio, and definitely I think you'd agree with me. Kenwood has been at the forefront of adaptive technology as far as voice synthesis. ICOM and Yaesu have done quite a bit better. I noticed Seth's ID5100 that he has in the vehicle. If he I don't know if it's the same button as the off button, or anyway, I've heard it say 444.50 whatever. So, and I know that he did pay extra for that. That was obviously built into the ID5100 package. WB2K.
The FDM 150 RAS is the new radio that they come out with. It does have a fee package that you can add for $39. It's basically a fee board and recorder in one board. I think where Kenwood is still superior, if you can find one of those voice guide boards still, and I understand they're not being made anymore, but if you find one somewhere, the one thing that Kenwood still has over Yaesu is its voicing of the menu system. Nobody else seems to be doing that right now.
Yeah, because it'll tell you the number of the menu and the context of each menu, what value is in each menu. Filter width, it'll be the S meter that, well, I'm not sure if the SG is laid out exactly the same as the S, but just to the left of the mode, the sideband CW AM FM row, there's a button just to the left, horizontal to the lower and upper sideband. You push that and it'll read the S meter.
You don't do it that way. I thought the MC-47 hand mic, the one that has the four PFEs on it, and I programmed DF1 to read the frequency and DF2 to read the S meter, so that's the way I handle it on mine.
Yeah, I just have the stock hand mic that came with the 590S that has the up-down buttons, which I never use. But no, very, very good. I guess I didn't realize that they had a microphone like that. Okay, I'm gonna go get some lunch. So enjoy every day, no matter what, and be proud of your accomplishment. You've accomplished a lot. And you know what? If that's the way it turns out that you're going to draw full Social Security at because you're going to be 67 on January 6th. So be it. It's all right. It's all right, my friend. It's all good. K2LKK from WB2KAO. Have a good day, and all the best to both you and Julie.
K2LKK. Unfortunately, Kenwood discontinued the MC47S microphone, so they don't have that option anymore. And I searched high and low for one of those for Darla when I passed the 2000 over. I essentially programmed that one the same way, and I actually set that up so that one of those PFTs serves as a reverse button, so if she is on a repeater and she wants to listen on the input, she can just hit the PF4 on the microphone and it'll let her listen on the input. The last microphone I was able to find for her, actually, John Heichel found it on eBay, I think. It came from the Ukraine, of all places. 73, this is K2LKK.
Sounds good. WB2KAO, have a good day.